Hello, my friends. It has been such an honor, a privilege, and a source of both kinds of happiness, temporary physical, emotional happiness, and big picture satisfaction and contentment for me to spend this week with you to see all the work that you have done, how brave you have been about changing your thoughts, being willing to try things a different way, how creative and resourceful you have been about working with your brain to get it on your side. All of my work is really about teaching women how to take back their brains from society. Society has programmed your brain to be your worst enemy. And this work is about making your brain your best friend, your best ally, your best resource, because it's the one thing that you can always control and you can always be in charge of. Either kind of happiness that we've talked about this week, the happiness that we get to feel in our bodies as an emotion when we are more open to and able to receive pleasure, to rest, to enjoy our lives, and the big picture, deep fulfillment and satisfaction of the life well lived that aligns with our values and our priorities, both of those kinds of happiness can only come from changing our thinking. Society has programmed our brains to think that our own happiness in either form is unimportant, irrelevant, unnecessary, or even frivolous or selfish to want. That's a message that women and other marginalized people get. You notice that message doesn't go out to straight white men quite as often, for instance. That's because society depends on women putting themselves last. But here's the real kicker. I actually think society would be so much better if we put ourselves first sometimes. It's not about putting ourselves first all the time and never caring about anyone else. I actually think that when women believe in themselves, are appropriately resourced, have some time for rest, some time for pleasure, in addition to time for productivity and for helping and serving the world around them, all of society benefits. That's the true tragedy, sort of the ironic tragedy of patriarchy to me, is that the whole premise is that somehow life is better for some people, mostly white men, if everybody else is marginalized. But actually, the world would be better for all of us if we all were equal participants, equal citizens, and all of us believed we had equal worth and value. My own life has been such an example of how you can show up bigger, help more people, and impact more people when you're willing to prioritize your own happiness in both these different ways and to believe in yourself and in what you have to offer. I spent a decade in a career that was about helping other people on the surface, but that I didn't love, I didn't really like doing, and I don't think I was all that genius at. And my life changed so much in ways that made me happier in both ways we've been talking about and helped the world so much more when I was willing to actually care about how I felt and about what I wanted and about where my true genius, I think, does lie. I went from being a litigator and an academic who didn't really love those jobs and wasn't doing the best that anybody could at them because I didn't really have that passion for them, to creating this entire business that has a New York Times bestselling book this year and a podcast with 50 million downloads and has helped so many thousands of women change the way that they think. And it blows my mind to think about the ripple effect of all those women in their own lives, in their own communities, in their own workplaces, in their own families, in their own worlds, how much they are changing the world around them too. All of that came from me being willing to care about what made me happy in the physical pleasure, emotional sense, and what made me happy in the big picture, fulfilled and satisfied sense. That led me to the life that I was supposed to be living that has impacted and helped the world around me in such a bigger way. And I believe that's true for all of us. Not everybody's supposed to become a life coach and an author, obviously. And not everybody needs to be working on some kind of global mission like I am. Whatever your life is meant to be in your world, you can only figure out by connecting to yourself more, by deprogramming society from your brain so that you can get to know who you really are, what really does make you happy day to day and big picture. That is what this work is all about, and that is what I teach women to do. So if you're wondering what comes next after this challenge, what comes next is joining me in the Feminist Self-Help Society. That is my coaching program and community where you can learn how to do this work we've been doing all week in little bite-sized chunks, where you can learn how to do that work at a much deeper, more sustained level so that it can truly transform your life. All of the people-pleasing, insecurity, guilt and shame around pleasure and rest, deprioritizing of yourself, fear of failure, all of those negative thoughts and programming that have come up this week as you've been working through these challenges, those are all because society taught you to think that way. And society taught you to think that way so that you would stay small. If you want to live a bigger life, you have to change the way that you think. And that is what I teach you how to do inside the Feminist Self-Help Society. We teach you how to become aware of all the ways that society has programmed you to think and how to actually change those thoughts so that you can get to know who you really are under that social programming, what you really care about, what actually makes you happy, and how you can feel brave and bold and self-accepting enough to show up in a bigger way without having to do it perfectly or be successful every second in order to live with yourself. Because those impossible perfectionist standards are what have kept so many women over the centuries staying small, hiding, and not living up to their full potential. And for many centuries, it wasn't physically or financially feasible for women to do that. And now, today, for many of us, it would be, but we have to be willing to put ourselves out there. We have to be willing to be brave and to be bold. We have to be willing to think, feel, and act a different way. And we have to make that change for ourselves. Confidence is not coming out of the blue to rescue you. Society is not going to suddenly start validating you for being yourself. You have to do that work for yourself. And I really want to invite you, if this week has touched something in you, to come do that work with me inside the Feminist Self-Help Society. All the information you need is at the link right below this video. Come and join us and find out what that life that you won't regret when you die truly looks like.